You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey guys, this is your host Aditya, and before we start the show, I just want to address a couple of things. Most notably, I'm sure many of you will have noticed that we have been absent for quite a while, and this is the first episode after almost 3-4 months now. And the reason for that quite simply is that I just did not have the time. As has been mentioned in passing over various episodes, the podcast is not and has not been my full-time job. And over the last year and a half, I was working at Photocopy. And so initially I was continuing to juggle both things. But over time, the work I was doing in Photocopy just started taking up more and more time and energy. And it meant that I wasn't able to devote enough time to the podcast, which is why the episodes became very infrequent. And in fact, usually happened when I was on leave or on vacation. And so I thought after a point that instead of just doing it very haphazardly once in a while, let me just put a stop to it. And as it turns out now, I am not going to be continuing my role at Photocopy, even though it was amazing. And which means one of the positive side effects of that is that I will have more time now to do the podcast and to do Bollywood Weekly. So consider this to be an official announcement of what I'm going to call Season 2. Nothing much is going to change, hopefully. It's going to follow the same format. It's going to follow the same kind of thing that we've been doing for a while. Most of the same people, although we might see some new faces along the way. And yeah, so if there's anything that you feel should change or want us to change, then get in touch with us and we'll keep that in mind. But without further ado, let us get into Season 2 of Bollywood Weekly. Now for this week's episode, just one final disclaimer. This episode was recorded and halfway through the episode, it started raining torrentially because it's June in Mumbai and that can only mean monsoons. As a result, so this podcast is in three parts. The first part is on Veeray the Wedding. The second part is on Bhavesh Joshi and the third part is trailers. Part two and three, which was when it started raining, the audio is kind of not great because we had to do a lot of work in post to get rid of the rain sound and all of that, so it kind of sounds electronically scrambled a little bit. Some parts are not clear. You can hear some thunder claps in between, although I feel like that adds to the atmosphere a little bit. So yeah, if you're listening to this while it's raining, grab some chai, get some samosas and press play. Okay, well, I guess you've already pressed play since you've been listening all this time, so I'm gonna stop talking now and let's get on with the episode.
You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bollywood Weekly. We are finally back after months of being absent. I have with me Ashwin Lakshminarayan.
Hi.
And Banerjee.
Hi.
Both making their returns. And we are here to talk first about Veeray the Wedding, which Ashwin and I have seen, and then Bhavesh Joshi, which Banerjee has seen.
I was in
Bhavesh. Oh, you was in? Yeah. Perfect. Great. So only I haven't. Okay, so let's start with Veeray the Wedding, which Ashwin hated.
Yeah. Going in, like, I was expecting it will be bad. Like, everyone was expecting, because I also saw it like on a Saturday, Sunday. Reviews and stuff like that, general reviews.
Oh,
I went like Sunday, Monday, like, okay, let's see, might as well. I genuinely did not mind, like, the fact that you were showing girls smoking, you're showing drinking, there was like a good masturbation scene, like, where you're showing that it's normal, it's okay that she's masturbating and stuff. It's so bad. Like, the only good actor in that movie was Shikha Dattaniya. Like, Kareena Kapoor, horrible. Sonu Kapoor, horrible. Like, who's
Swara?
That?
Swara.
Even worse. Like, she was the worst for me because she tried to be all, you know, like...
Yeah, she was trying too hard to be something that she's not.
So, I want to ask you this. So, this video went viral of a woman given an honest review about the wedding. And she said something about Swara Bhaskar. Like, Swara Bhaskar, hamesha she's playing like... Pehli baar Ameer role kar rahi hai. That's why she had to like try really hard. So, how did that look exactly?
I mean, like, she looked fine. Like, matlab uska achha khasa wo tha. Matlab, as in, wardrobe to sabka hi sahi tha. Aisa to tha nahi.
Wardrobe nahi. In like being.
I mean, Pishri, like, I never felt that awkward.
Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't about that she couldn't play that role or she was. It wasn't about her unsuitability for that role. It's just the whole film, all the situations in that film are just. Half of the time, there's just like sex and vulgarity just for the sake of it to show ki haan, ye dikha rahe, to make a point.
And also, like, everyone kept saying that Shikha Dattaniya was the best, like, character in that movie, but I never found that, like, true. Like, in the sense, like, uska problem tha ki, I haven't had sex in a year. And uske baad, acha, tera problem ye hai na, chik, kari na. Your marriage is the main focus. Ye, tu baad mein, tu secondary character hai waise bhi.
But I also, I mean, and there was an article about how this film, despite being portrayed as a very female-oriented film, actually fails the Bechdel test.
Yeah.
And is, I mean, whatever, the test is one thing. But actually, while watching the film, I was like, all these guys are talking about is, main shaadi karu ya na karu, maine shaadi kyu kiya? I need a guy, I need sex, I need this. I'm like, good. Like, you must have some other things to talk about in life.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't pass the Bechdel test.
It does, actually. Like, no,
it doesn't.
Even so, like, when they talk about charam sukh, charam bukh, vagaira, that passes the Bechdel test.
No, but the film as a whole doesn't pass.
Almost, like, so the thing is that even though it almost passes the Bechdel test, you have to have basically 1 10-minute conversation and they've had it somewhere, like,
that. But for that also you need a man, right? So the charam sukh part, you need a man.
Orgasm ki baat kar rahe na?
Haan, toh, but...
No, you don't need a man to have an...
No, I mean, like, they were talking about sex only, na? That sex ke time pe.
They do talk about it. Like, but yeah, but I also felt that was a central part of the theme, right? Like, it was finding love. And like...
Fair enough, but it was just like, after a point, it was just like, okay, we get it now. Like, move on. There's no need to keep going on and on.
What happens in the movie? So, it's basically like, Kareena is getting married. Sonam does not have a guy. Swara is getting out of a divorce. And Shikha Dattaniya is in a mundane relationship.
And she has not had sex.
And her parents don't accept her husband because he's white.
But that comes like in 2 dialogues in the entire movie.
And that was my, like, so honestly, for the first half of the movie, there were like a few cringe moments here and there, mostly with Sonam.
Yeah.
Anytime Sonam was on screen. I don't know specifically.
So I know this, like, so jab, like, so uski jo maid hai, Sonam's maid, is being domestically abused, okay? Like, she's being domestically abused. She's fully bruised in her face. And suddenly, wo uska rishta chala.
In the film, Sonam is a divorce lawyer. So the whole point of that scene is Sonam is badass because she's a divorce lawyer. So the guy comes in and he's like, can I help? And she's like, haan, ye chai leke de do. And that is the joke. And this whole thing is just happening.
Side kar diya. Wo mara hai kisi ko. Uska pati ne mara hoga usko. And wo joke chal raha hai. Okay, ye tho kya. Chal joke maarte hai ek dusre ko.
Yeah, but like there were quite a few cringe moments, but the first half I thought was still like, theek hai, like, it's fun, like, you still laugh at times or whatever, true. But the second half is just pointless, like, it's horrible, and it's just like, everything just conveniently solves itself, but like, nothing happens, just like, acha, theek hai, ab ye solve
ho gaya. Kareena Kapoor bolte hai ki, I'm fucking angry at you all, you few fucking people who fucking came here, matlab 3-4 baar usne fuck bol diya, middle finger dikha diya. And next scene, Swara Bhaskar is like, chal Thailand chalte hai. They're like, cool, let's go to Thailand. Like, what the fuck though?
And it's even like typical old Balaji behavior.
And even like, okay, by the way, spoiler alerts for this podcast.
There's no spoiler for I mean, such a spoiler.
No, but like, even like, so whatever, Kareena's, in her character in the film, she has like issues in terms of like her parents used to keep fighting and her mom died early and stuff. So, okay. And her dad is like estranged from her. So she has like had a tough family life. And the Sumit Vyas is her to-be husband.
Yeah.
And basically, there's a scene where she's getting overwhelmed by this wedding. She's like, "Arey, why are we doing all this? Like, you know, your family's like too much." And Sumit Vyas is like, "At least I have one." Which is a really harsh thing to say. And fair enough, Kareena gets pissed off. She runs away. And then in the next scene, she's completely fine. She was like, "No, it's okay. I understand." I was like, how can you understand that? And he doesn't even, like, he's just like there. He's like, "I'm sorry. Achha, theek hai, cool." Like,
and what was she doing? She's like, after that scene, particular scene, she goes out to her house and was khadi hai wahan. Khadi hui hai. And it's not like gate samne, okay? The gate samne hai. You can expect those four people to see, like, Kareena Kapoor niche dekhi ko dikhegi. When Sumit Vyas comes, "Oh, tum yahan aa gaye."
Yeah.
But how was Sumit Vyas? Like,
he was nice. I found him. Okay.
Because
But he was basically playing Mikesh.
Again.
Like his entire character was just Mikesh. The way he spoke, the way he did everything.
I know this interesting thing that Ashish told me, Ashish Verma, like he's also an actor, he told me that it's good that he's doing Mikesh because he's just exploring Mikesh like in every which way. Like how Shah Rukh has explored the character of Raj in every which way. So usko choose lo pura, kar lo. So, because he can milk. Like,
yeah, it's good for
like,
him in that
he's,
sense.
He's been the Mikesh in digital that has taken him to films. I mean, at least he's standing against Kareena Kapoor. People know him now.
That's true.
Hijack aya tha, kisi ko pata bhi nahi tha ki uske film lagi hai. But how was he in the film actually?
I didn't mind him actually. I thought that he was one of the better, apart from Shikha Tasana, he was the only other guy. And the parents, Manoj Pava and Ayesha Rath. I genuinely enjoyed
them. Yeah, they were good.
But apart from that, it was like, like, but the basic college acting, hota, that's what they're doing.
College acting,
like, ki, ka, ka, problem. Like, there's one scene where Kareena Kapoor sings something deep, and like, she's like, ye ho gaya. And ye to hona hi tha. And I'm like, ki, that is just like something will happen.
But
right?
why do they go to Thailand?
Because problem solve karna tha na.
Kaun sa problem?
Like they all have a fight and so Swara Bhaskar is like, "Achha, listen, I have my father's credit card. Maine tickets book kar liye. Chalo chalte." And everyone is like, "Thik hai, chalo chalte." Bas, nobody asks any questions. Like their families are all sitting there and happily accepting. Ha, bachche to Thailand ja rahe hai. Thik hai. Literally, there's no other reason why they went to Thailand.
They decided overnight to go to Thailand.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's whole montage of them like partying in Thailand and it's just like the most stereotypical
Thailand
mortal. It's like they go see a ping pong show, ping pong comes out and hits Sonam Kapoor in the face. And then like just random stuff is happening.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Or like no one had a problem. Like even jo iska tha, Swara Bhaskar track, there's nothing. Like mere parents keep saying that 3 crore ki shadi kar li, divorce hai. But nothing happens. Like she just ek point pe she's like ki ye auntie abba ko judge kar rahi hai, main inko office suna dungi. Like very basic stuff ki
and literally
what happened in the end though?
The end is basically this. There are four characters. There have been problems established. Nothing happens to those problems. End mein chalo, sabko ek ek scene dete hai, jahan pe unka solution hota hai. So Swara goes and yells at these aunties. Shikha's dad comes and starts playing with her kid.
And they don't
problems.
Talk for a second.
They don't meet. They don't even meet.
Like basically pure usme na, like you establish that my father has a problem, my has this, then her husband calls him ki aaja wapas. So Shikha Tasana utni dur kahin pata nahi 10 kilometer dur wo wahan pe khel raha hai apne uske sath. There's like,
and she's watching.
Theek hai, next scene mein wo peeche baitha hua hai uske, baat hi nahi kari, ek sentence bhi nahi bola ki papa aap theek ho, kuch nahi, bas baith gaye dono.
And then Sonam's track is by far the weirdest. Like there's basically
there's
this character called Bhandari who is some relation of Sumit Vyas, his cousin or something, and he is basically like the typical like Delhi creep,
Delhi horny guy,
like horny guy who stalks people and ye wo. And at the start,
who's playing that
some guy,
and at the start all these girls are like, "Ha, matlab, so you're creepy. A creep, what's wrong with you?" Then Sonam gets drunk and has sex with him, and then she hates herself. She's like, "What's wrong with me? Why am I like this?" Ye wo. And then end me they get together.
But why?
Just like that. Ek baar fix kar liya, usko total mein orgasm ho gaya tha. And then she's like, "Okay, cool, might as well."
Funny, yeah. Actually a bad film.
It was a bad film. And
it sounds only quite bad.
Yeah. And like he said, like, all of the stuff about, like, all the reasons it got hype is like, oh, it's like
women
stories, them having fun, them being, like, you know, unapologetic and stuff. All that is fine. Like, all of that is great. It's good that that is there. But the actual, there's no meat in the film. Like, there's no substance to it. It's just that. There's nothing else.
And by the way, it was a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it and did really well.
And it's also like, they had to focus on Kareena Kapoor.
Because she is Kareena Kapoor.
That's why others all like, second actor. Like, entire film, it's just Kareena Kapoor.
The music is also quite shit in the film. Like, I don't...
I just remember Kareena Kapoor.
Which is not in
what
the film.
What is that?
I have not a single song apart from the Veera the Wedding. That too, I just know Veera, Veera, Veera.
So, like, I thought ki wedding film, like, they would have some good songs or fun songs, but there's nothing. There's one Sangeet dance performance which is also damn weird.
Huh?
It's like the most inappropriate thing you should perform at a wedding.
Inappropriate?
Yeah, like, all the lyrics of the song and all the actions that they do. It's like, I would not be comfortable doing this in front of my parents.
Let me guess, were they a Punjabi family?
In general, her wedding, Indian wedding
was basically set in Delhi, so it's like rich Delhi society, which is fine. But yeah, basically nothing.
When will we get rid of this rich Delhi society? Every time there's a movie, there's some rich Delhi society, some Punjabi getting married.
But yeah, just a lot of random things happen in the movie for like no reason. Like, yeah, it's just, yeah, I wouldn't recommend watching. Like, after the first half, I was like, okay, theek hai, it's like a pointless entertainment, like, just
no
time pass
kind of thing.
Time pass film. But then in the second half, it's like, oh my god, why did I do this?
At least it
wasn't
funny. Like, I didn't find it funny. Like,
yeah, it was funny, and there are some moments which are funny. Like,
yeah.
With the mom and stuff is quite
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it? Can you compare this to like Sonu ki D2B Shruti?
No, that was at least like misogynistic and like stuff like that. You're finding it like some jokes are funny. That also had its moment dialogue funny there. Isme they're trying to be too serious at times. Be like, oh, heartfelt. This is so,
yeah,
so serious.
I think the only difference would be like there was no pretense. They just wanted to show a misogynistic society and they just did.
Haan,
in Sonu ki D2B Shruti. But here they had to put up a pretense with it like, oh, we want to be like... feminist.
But it's not.
They,
it's
they
not feminist.
Want to be feminist also.
It's not even about being feminist. It's just the fact that ki there are no male characters, important male characters in the film as such, and that in itself is a big deal for Hindi movies. So that's fine. But the actual film is nothing. Like there's nothing.
There's no basic premise. So we do at least there's a basic premise where
Kartik
Aaryan is trying to protect his friend. Isme kuch matlab wo dikhta hi nahi hai ki kisi ka motivation sachcha hai.
Writing process of this film must be crazy, man.
मतलब बस जनरली बना दिया होगा चलो बनाना बनाना करके बना दिया होगा लॉट ऑफ ब्रांड प्लेसमेंट्स जेन्युइन ब्रांड प्लेसमेंट्स
ओह या उबर उबर
बीकाजी
हाँ
बीकाजी तो रैंडम लाइक ईच फ्रेम में वो बस बीच में बस ऐसे इट्स जस्ट केप्ट देयर खा भी ना नो वन ईटिंग इट आल्सो इट्स जस्ट देयर
बट डोंट यू थिंक इट्स लाइक अ नॉर्मल पैटर्न नाउ लाइक इन ऑल मूवीज यू सी
नॉट रियली यू जस्ट सी इट इन ऋतिक रोशन मूवीज अ लॉट मेरे गांव में था
नहीं फॉर अ गुड मूवी लाइक पीकू आल्सो देयर वाज सो मेनी product placements dude.
But isme to like wo legit dikh raha hai matlab muh pe maar rahe ho at least
oh yeah there's some I don't even remember the name of there's this one scene where they're redoing her house and there is just 30 seconds of trucks coming with the name of this furniture shop
and that's horrible because you don't even remember the name of that thing
is it like Dior
it was
or something
damn like? Funny it's like literally it starts from the shot of the logo and then zooms out to show ki ye truck pe hai aur then paanch truck chalte hai beech mein
but I'm just saying that happens a lot these days
no but it's a smart thing to do like I don't think they went into losses like, for sure
no they
I mean, because the film anyways made, the film
no, I
didn't
like,
made a profit no
before they would have released the movie they would have made profits
but that's the goal of every distributor right now
no distributor ka game alag hai na this
like,
is a production
I'm saying
Anil Kapoor would have already recovered his money before releasing a movie or selling it to a distributor.
I think that's the case. Like that's how even I think Shah Rukh long back in 2011 also saved a little money on Ravan. Little profit that he made
but
was because of the fact that he made it a business venture. And
but
he did the same.
Not everyone does that.
Yeah, not everyone does that.
But even if you do it like that, you can do it well basically.
Haan.
Like the Uber one was actually done reasonably.
Uber bola, like they're like I book an Uber. Oh, it's
but that's naturally in the conversation. That's
exactly.
What I'm saying. So when you have to put a furniture like that.
Huh.
Well, we must know.
Yeah, but anyway, anything else to add on Veera the Wedding?
I have nothing. I've gained a lot from this conversation about this film.
Something that I'd like to forget in
I'll wait for it to come. Where is it coming? Amazon, Hotstar?
It'll come somewhere. But yeah, you can wait for it.
Actually, old Balaji, no? So.
Oh yeah, might be actually.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Moving on to Bhavesh Joshi, superhero.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen this film, so you guys take the stage.
So I don't know. I haven't spoken to Ashwin about this movie after watching it, but I genuinely liked it. I thought for a superhero movie, it was quite different. Actually,
it's basically an origin story, right?
Yeah.
It's like a DC Batman movie.
I don't know much about like DC Marvel.
Like it's a vigilante.
Yeah.
A vigilante trying to fight crime. That's it.
Like I have some direct comparisons to that, but I'll come to that later. But the thing is that I felt that all in all, the story was nice, dude. Like the premise and everything, it was quite gripping for me to know something like that. Also, for all the Bombay people out there, this movie has shown Bombay quite well. Like after a long time, I felt like a movie which has come out has shown Bombay and given the feel of Bombay in a different way. This has a different feel.
Yeah.
Like you would have seen, there was a lot of Bombay in Wake Up set. Like, and that was a different kind of feel altogether. And this has a different kind of approach towards it. And I felt like the lead character was the weakest in terms of acting, because the other two people, I don't remember. Rashmi, do you remember this guy's name?
Priyanshu.
Priyanshu was the
actual Bhavesh.
Actual Bhavesh. Sorry, spoiler alert.
It's the first minute of the film.
Yeah, it's the first minute of the film. He was spectacular. So was Ashish, was also quite decent. Harshvardhan Kapoor was he was the least amongst the three, though he had the main role to play. But all in all, I would say that the film could grip you. You had very less scope of coming out of the movie. It's paced quite well.
So I've been reading a lot of like generally positive things about the film. Why is it tanked so badly?
Because I actually didn't like it at all.
Oh, you didn't like
it? Yeah, he didn't like it at all.
Because like, actually, and I've read opposite. Like I've read like, this could have been a good movie, but it didn't become a good movie. Like I felt that it was good in patches. Like the patches that are good are really good. The patches that aren't good are extremely boring. Like it felt like one of those indulgent movies that, ki, I can make this now. Like he would have shot like 4 hours, 5 hours.
Huh.
He could have got it down to 1.5 hours, but it just sort of remained at 240. Like, there was like an entire sequence where it's just fun and games. Like, no relation to the entire movie. Like, somewhere like, they make a YouTube channel, but, and then they start doing stuff, okay? That are like 10 videos. It goes on for 15 minutes. They're fun, okay? I get it. But it's nowhere related to what's gonna happen and what's gonna actually happen.
But I think that's a general treatment of Vikram Ajay Motwani.
Did come to the movie, yeah? You have the movie, you're done. Like, no.
But the thing is that he was trying to just develop the seriousness of it, like how the two characters actually perceive it. Like, you see the difference by the end of it. Like, Priyanshu is taking this very seriously as a social awareness.
But that's very obvious. Like, in the beginning, you know, okay, these two are friends. But by the time that they start their entire thing,
in the first sequence, you can't tell that because the difference is not shown that evidently.
No.
Ashish is the only one who's just like,
I'm saying that he, Priyanshu and Harshvardhan, अच्छे दोस्त हैं वो स्टार्टिंग में समझ आ जाता है.
No, it's not about अच्छे दोस्त. I'm saying that their motives.
Motives come when the आम आदमी पार्टी थिंग happens.
Yeah,
right?
That's what.
But that entire middle chunk, right? वो पूरा जब वो क्या कहते हैं they make a YouTube channel like call it Insta. Hmm. They go and give क्या कहते हैं give it back
that's
to the public.
That's the inception of the
like
whole
idea
of
Insta channel. And then it just goes into that. Then it comes back. Then like the entire thing happens and Harshvardhan has to take it up on his own shoulders that, you know, I'm going to become Bhavesh Joshi. Then he just sort of wanders around, ki kya karu, kya karu. And then he's like, okay, I'll do this. I'll become the superhero.
Yes.
Like it just feels like he, I know. Okay, should I just go for the spoilers because it just becomes easier, or should I not go for it?
Go for it.
So basically, actual Bhavesh Joshi dies. Right? Actual Bhavesh Joshi dies, and then that's actually in the trailer, so it's not that much of a spoiler. So, like, Bhavesh Joshi dies, and then Harshvardhan's like, okay, cool.
at that point you're like, okay, he should just become a superhero. He doesn't. He takes a good 5 minutes, 10 minutes of film time.
Yeah.
To actually be like, I'm gonna get drunk now, I'm gonna drive around, now I'm gonna think, I'm gonna like probably go back to my work for a while, I'll go to America, should I do that, not do that. It's just like 10 minutes of that. Where I'm like, your friend died. He was working for something that he wanted to do. At that point, you make that decision and you do it. I get it. He does the same thing. He does exactly that.
Mm.
But after 20 minutes of thinking.
Right.
No, like, it just feels like he, a good, like a DC movie or a Marvel movie, you have that problem change. The hero switches. No, that inciting event happens.
But that's exactly the problem I have with the movie. That I feel that shift of the character to realize and to have that motivation that now I'm going to do this. It's too quick, dude. You don't. He just had the whole character shift in a song. That's it. But and I had a problem with that. I was feeling that I couldn't feel his emotion at all of like why he would turn around. Because Ashwin has given one spoiler, I would just like go ahead and give the other one. It's like in a major chunk, Priyanshu's death, like actually Bhavesh Joshi's death, Harshvardhan is pretty much responsible for that.
Mm.
So he has that guilt already inside.
Hmm. But what? One time, sorry, to bole tha. Like, that felt so weird. Like, so
no, but he didn't get the time, right?
Arey, he's come to see him in the hospital. He's sitting there. His neck is broken. He's watching him. Sorry, to bole. Matlab, tune usko pitwaya hai.
So I was just coming to it. Is that I feel exactly what you're saying. But at the same point of time, I was thinking to myself that there must be some more to it. Before he died, there must be some conversation to it. And after he died also, there should be some realization point. If you didn't say sorry at that point of time, the guilt should have shown as an aftermath. What happens in the movie is like, he's just in front of the airport and then he just shifts.
Nahin, but wohi to keh raha hu, like it would have made much more sense had he just said sorry, yaar. Like you basically...
How would this one sorry make sense?
Arre, at least guilt to dekhega na usse. Basic form ki, your best friend of 10 years, tune usko ek stupid si reason ke liye, itne stupid si reason ke liye, तूने उसको 30 लोगों से पिटवाया है. You've got him publicly lynched, right? After that, you come to see him in the hospital.
The minimum decency is like,
you could have... And you're looking at him. एक आसमान कुछ नहीं, that's separate. You just looked at him through an entire conversation, and others are talking to him, and the Bhavesh Joshi is asking him questions, and he's like, हाँ, ठीक है, cool. तू खुश रहे life में. Nothing. Zero response from him. ठीक है, I understand. Then who died because of you?
Yeah.
Then he died because of you.
At least you should have shown the guilt after that. I'm saying that there's an after experience of a person with whom if you couldn't say sorry, I would feel really guilty, right? I would have a few moments to myself when I'm sitting at myself, I'm crying or I'm just like yelling out in pain. I would imagine a person do that with living with that guilt. For me, nothing is there.
But for him, it becomes like, I'm going to use this guilt to do this vigilante work. And stuff like that, and I'm gonna basically.
But how is that conveyed? Even like it's in the least manner.
You know that, yeah. Simple baat. You're doing the same thing that he's doing. You're going for the same project that he's going for, the Bhavesh Joshi.
Yeah,
you've taken his name as a homage to
him. You're talking from a place where all these are implied. There should be.
You know, his name le liya.
Arey, haan, yaar, but main keh raha hu एक विजुअल कॉम्प्लीमेंट करता है ना वो इमोशन के वो दर्द को समझू मैं कि तुझे एक्चुअली दर्द हो रहा है एक्चुअली तुझे गिल्ट है
बट आई एम सेइंग दैट
वो विजुअल है ही नहीं मेरे पास एंड आफ्टर डेथ आल्सो इट्स नॉट लाइक व्हेन ही सॉ हिज बॉडी और द डेड बॉडी इट्स नॉट दैट ही वाज लाइक सीरियसली लाइक अ लॉट इन पेन और ही जस्ट कवर्ड हिज माउथ एंड ही जस्ट वेंट आउट आई एम जस्ट सेइंग
दैट मैं कह रहा सही है
नहीं आई एम सेइंग दैट
बट दैट वाज दोस टू मोमेंट्स लाइक आई डिडंट नीड द मिडिल पार्ट वेयर ही गोस लाइक ड्रिंकिंग अराउंड देन ही गोस टू दैट कराटे किड एंड जस्ट start shouting at him and then he just flies down.
Yeah, I felt that was very pointless.
Beach ka random jo hai.
But I'm saying that instead of that, there could have been some self-confidence. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
Like in the second half, wo lad raha, it just felt so convenient sa na ki, ye aa gaya wahan se, wo ghum ke aa gaya, camera aa gaya uske paas. So there's an entire action sequence that happens, great action sequence. At the end of it happens at a very Rohit Shetty movie. Like,
which one?
So sad. Like, he's standing in the middle and 10 people surround him. And it's not like 10 people they're surrounding you, they'll come at you one time, right? They should come at you together.
Yeah.
But it's not like that. One person comes, he hits him. Second person comes, he hits him.
Oh, God.
And there's a gun. There's a policeman there with a gun. He's not gonna shoot this guy. No, they want him dead. By the end of that sequence, he will, like, the policeman will take out his gun and put it on his head. But no, he won't.
So that's been a quintessential problem of him. Or maybe
which
any
is what he's saying. He like
anything.
I'm not saying like I have not seen it from Vijay Deverakonda before. I have not seen it from these kind of guys before. This
seems
like
a Rohit Shetty film you expect.
But I'm saying but that this that's kind no, of those film, are the kind of builds yeah, that you DC always other, do it. You always do it for film.
नहीं यार दिस इज नॉट क्या कहते हैं क्विंटेसेंशियल इंडियन फिल्म अगर तू रोहित शेट्टी तो मैं मानता सिंघम में ये हो रहा है मैं मानता यू आर ट्राइंग टू मेक अ डीसी फिल्म वेयर दिस गाय इज ट्राइंग टू इरेडिकेट करप्शन फ्रॉम इंडिया एंड तुम मतलब इंडियन सुपर हीरो बना रहे हो टॉकिंग अबाउट गुड थीम्स एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट आई एम नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग इन दिस मूवी नॉट लाइक द डायरेक्टर ऑफ उड़ान एंड नॉट लाइक द डायरेक्टर ऑफ रोटेरा मैं ऐसे नहीं सोच रहा यू गेट इट लाइक वो ये वो ही है यार तो फिर एटलीस्ट लाइक इट इट बॉदर्स मी बिकॉज आफ्टर 10 मिनट्स द सेम गाय हू इज देयर ब्रिंग्स अप द गन Had I not known that this feels, and this feels so indulgent, yeah. Like, you know, 10 minutes, like, it's just a chase sequence. Like,
also,
10-15 minutes was chase sequence, and no, for no reason.
Movie has been shot pretty well, though.
Yeah, as in, like, I also felt like, you know, purple lights, too, also, that thing. Oh, green lights, too, man.
But that is just, like,
unrealistic to me. Like,
no,
it just took
but
me
the,
out of that.
But the most convenient thing was the tulip star thing.
हाँ
मुझे वो बहुत घटिया लगा है
गाना अच्छा था बट लाइक की ठीक है लाइक की नो वन पुट्स पर्पल लाइट्स इन दैट हाउसेस लाइक लेजिट हाउस इवन इफ यू आर लिविंग अलोन यू डोंट पुट अ पर्पल लाइट देन द नेक्स्ट हाउस ही गोज टू ग्रीन लाइट्स मैंने कहा यार ये क्या बात है
आर देयर सॉन्ग्स इन द मूवी
देयर इज वन सॉन्ग विच इज फनी
वन सॉन्ग इज लाइक वन सॉन्ग इज यू
हां सेवन का
नो बट सॉन्ग या बट देयर आर थ्री सॉन्ग्स एक्चुअली इन टोटल इन द मूवी the Insaf song is actually the part that he's talking about where they establish their YouTube channel and everything that comes as a montage and that is their theme like channels have their own song so that is their song kind of thing I found that pretty funny in fact I thought that you'll quite like it
funny laga, but the thing was,
because it's quite your kind of thing like
but that's what I'm saying it's funny but it's unnecessary
but I think
nahi hota tab bhi main wo funny lagta pata
hai I don't know like I feel otherwise
but it's funny see I'm not denying it's not funny hata dete So, you saw two scenes.
Yaar,
do scenes.
It's a question of like whether you want to complement that humor with a particular set of visuals or not.
15-minute long sequence, yaar. Then the entire end part is a 15-minute long chase sequence. Agar aise to then, that's the problem, na. That where I'm getting to the indulgence part that everything is seems a little longer.
And
even the problem with the fact that his makeup, the idea of his makeover is one bald patch here. His face remains the same. No change. Beard hai, ye hai. Nobody recognizes him.
रब ने बना दी
दोनों
दिस इज ऑडियो एंड यू कांट सी व्हाट अश्विन डिड विद हिज हैंड्स इट्स बेसिकली लाइक द टॉप ऑफ योर फोरहेड इज बॉल्ड
सो आई टेल यू द रियल रीजन ऑफ लाइक यू नो लाइक आई हैव अ कंपैरिजन टू दिस लाइक व्हाट आई फेल्ट आफ्टर वॉचिंग द मूवी सो आई थिंक दीज काइंड ऑफ मूवीज लाइक व्हेन टॉकिंग अबाउट अ सुपर हीरो मूवी इट जनरली डजंट रियली फैसिनेट मी बिकॉज़ व्हेन आई लाइक ह्यूमन बीइंग्स जस्ट फ्लाइंग अराउंड और थ्रोइंग थिंग्स Those kind of things have never fascinated me. I don't like movies like that. But it's like there's a little human part in it. Like there's actually a lot of human part in it, which evokes a certain emotion. It didn't fulfill me. Like in between when that shift happened quickly, I was missing quite a lot of emotions there. But it still had that human emotion, which actually made me feel like. Like
but they, it's any other movie, like it's not.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not a super.
Like
it's not a superhero movie.
Yeah, but
it's
I'm saying that
wrongly. It's like a Batman movie. Like Batman movie, he doesn't have any superpowers.
But
very simple. It's
an origin story.
It's an origin. It's not even like yeah. It's more like Batman Begins actually.
Huh.
But
like, this is the exact same thing. Like Batman, if a Batman movie to come,
but it's been placed like a superhero movie. That's what I'm saying.
But like Batman's also not a superhero. Batman's not a superhero. He's exactly Bhavesh Joshi.
Hmm.
Like so, Batman Begins and this you can draw parallels like there's a Ra's al Ghul. Here also there's a Ra's al Ghul, similar. Over there also, like, he's fighting one particular guy. Like, basically there are four guys, but major is one guy. Here they've made it, like, even I remember, like, the main bad villain, he's taking Harshvardhan Kapoor to somewhere, okay? Like, he's taking
him in
the car. He's gonna basically spot him, and he may or may not kill him. And in that, you know what he's telling someone? He's like, Greek mythology mein kahavat hai. Icarus.
That is like
a 10-minute story. Very narrate that story.
No, not 10 minutes, dude. It's like
5 minutes ahead, yaar. Like that's what I felt. Like he too. Like that could just be banter, dialogue, something. Why are you telling me a 5-minute story where clearly this guy's not interested because he's shit scared that you might kill him off.
And he's injured, dude. He's gonna die in a few minutes if you don't. But that part was like really crazy where Ashish had to like get into the water. And
but why? Like it just.
So I spoke to Ashish about like Ashish, who's playing Bhavi Joshi's friend in the film, who's in the second half also, playing a major character. He happened to be there while I was just watching that particular show at that time. So I asked him. I said that I really liked the movie, and I told him that I asked him that why was there such a huge gap in between where I just missed a lot of parts maybe. You could have chucked out some other parts and like replaced it with that. So he gave me an interesting insight. Like there was a story about this guy's parents also. There was another branch of story to that. So the film came out apparently a little too long. 3 hours 40 minutes. Which they had to cut down to 2 hours 40
minutes. That's what I'm saying. Na.
But in that...
Like 4 hour movie that got chopped up. That could have been chopped down to 1.5 hours.
And I'm telling you. The 3 movies that I've seen of Vikram Arjun or one of the 4 films, apart from Trap, every movie I felt that it's slightly longer than
I don't think so. Like, I
like Lutera was actually, I felt that it's a long movie, but I stayed there because the emotions.
Lutera was a movie.
Yes, Lutera, it is. It is actually. Ye nahi hai na. But I'm saying that. But I'm saying his pacing in this movie has been better from the other movies.
I don't know. Udaan was a nice
Yeah, piece. Udaan okay. I thought was very well.
Lutera was a mood piece. I understood the moments that he was giving.
But it was drag. At points it was drag.
But wo mood piece hai. You're creating the entire winter effect. You're doing that. I understand. I'm with you on that. Trap, crisp, dead winter.
It's the best.
Ye zarur nahi thi. Ye bhi dead ghante ki ho sakti thi.
Yeah, dead ghante ki to nahi ho sakti thi. I don't know. Like, you just...
If
you had to take out like at least 3 sequences of the movie, then how would you choose which part?
Sequences nahi, yaar. It's 5 minutes वहाँ पे बात हो रही है 15 मिनट का chase sequence है 15 मिनट joke चल रहा है everything is stretched
but then you're talking about staying in the moment when you're talking about Lutera but
it's all, here it's all fast cutting ये ऐसा नहीं है कि लंबा shot
I understand that but the, here also that's what I'm saying like it's I felt like there was a lot of human emotion in it which had needed a lot of stay
you say all human emotions the random parts cut out ना वो chase sequence में क्या human emotion है The jokes part mein kya human emotion?
But the chase sequence is actually shorter than any other.
It's a 15 minute long sequence.
But it's still, I didn't feel like it was so long.
Wo kya kehte hai pehle lokal wala mein ja raha hai fir wo metro mein upar chadh raha hai fir then he goes he stops somewhere
train se nikla
ha itni kyun yaar tum dikhao major points aage badho वो एक टाइम पे वो साउथ बॉम्बे में एक टाइम पे वो क्या कहते हैं लोखंड वाला बैक सर्कल पे एनीवे यू आर नॉट मेंटेनिंग ज्योग्राफी ना तो बीच में और काट दो
ओके सो कंसेंसस वॉच भावेश जोशी और नॉट
आई थिंक यू शुड वॉच इट डेफिनेटली मेक योर ओन ओपिनियन फॉर मी
आई वुड डेफिनेटली से वॉच इट बिकॉज़ इट रियली आई रियली फेल्ट बैड व्हेन द मूवी स्टार्टेड लूजिंग लाइक द नंबर ऑफ शोज इट हैड एंड इट वेंट डाउन ड्रास्टिकली
इट्स डन इट डिडंट इवन मेक आई थिंक 1 करोड़ इन द फर्स्ट वीकेंड व्हिच इज
बट आई थिंक यार एक क्वेश्चन है मेरा ठीक है घर वाले है थोड़ा अंडरस्टैंडिंग कर लेते भाई बहन यार लेकिन लाइक तू पीछे चले जा 2 हफ्ते या फिर मैं 2 हफ्ते पीछे चले
जाता
दैट इज अ प्रॉब्लम
आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल वुड हैव नॉट लाइक वेयर दी वेडिंग एंड बीन लाइक कि
I don't think that's a popular opinion
no but honestly
because in our country you know what actually catches the eye
बड़ी मूवी पे ना तुम्हें छोटी मूवी छोड़ दो लाइक यू नो बाबी जोशी इज़ नॉट गोना अर्न लाइक 100 करोड़ तक व्हेन वीर द वेडिंग गोज हाउसफुल दे एक्सपेक्ट द सेकंड वर्स टू गो इन टू बाबी जोशी इज दैट व्हाट प्रोसेस तभी उन्होंने पीके के साथ अगली छोड़ दी थी लाइक इज दैट थिंकिंग
दैट लॉजिक
दैट्स देयर लॉजिक इज व्हाट आई एम सेइंग बिकॉज़ दे सेड अगली आल्सो व्हेन फैंटम रिलीज अगली दे वर लाइक पीके के साथ हमने अगली पीछे निकाल दी सो दैट We know that that's gonna go for a big thing, but whenever because they know that this is a multiplex.
I think that's a bizarre strategy.
But I also think like there was very little like awareness of the film. Like we are all like into films and into the industry, so we know
these movies are. So that very openly, but I mean, they all just accepted that
marketing pretty bad job. Yeah.
Like nowhere, like now, and the irritating fact is that nowadays when movies come out, you know it from every little stuff.
Yeah. And actually, even I actually didn't know the movie was coming until like the week it was releasing, and I was like, oh, it's already releasing because I heard about this movie when, what was his first film? Harshvardhan's first film?
Mirzia.
Mirzia came out, like in his interviews, they were like, Rajiv Masand asked him, you already have your second film lined up, and you. And since then, I heard nothing until the week that this film was released.
Also, this movie got made over a long time. It was marketed, I don't think they had the budget also, they went well over budget on this.
Huh?
मतलब दिख नहीं रहा बट टाइटल के हिसाब से तो वो
ओके सो टू रैप अप दिस एपिसोड ट्रेलर्स सिंस वी हैव नॉट हैड एनी एपिसोड फॉर अ व्हाइल इट्स लाइक नॉट कवर्ड एनी ट्रेलर्स संजू
I really liked it. I mean, but there are a lot of questions about, when the week the trailer came out, there were a lot of questions about, like, why is this being made? Why do we need a movie about Sanjay Dutt? And, a lot of conversation about that.
If you can make a movie on Dhoni, then
yeah,
you can
exactly.
make a movie on Sanjay. Also. I think there's a lot of interesting things. Interesting hoga. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know.
I agree, it seems more interesting than Dhoni, for sure.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying that, like, this is a question. If a person is criminal, like he served his sentence or whatever, but I'm saying if a person is criminal, is it not advisable to make a movie on that?
I mean, you made Narcos, Pablo Escobar.
When I gave these straight up parallels and comparisons to people, they said that, no, that's not the idea.
Yeah, if it's a good movie, it's a good movie.
I think, don't you think that people might pick up
trailer aaya, you don't actually know
what
the film
is about, right?
Yeah,
and, like, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, you're like glorifying certain things about him, but I'm like, no, basically glorifying bad things, doing bad things, like doing drugs.
And I've spoken to people who have watched Narcos like hell, and now they're saying that we shouldn't want to really glorify. But I went back to seeing the Narcos trailer that Netflix had first released. वो देख के मुझे ऐसा नहीं लगा कि पाब्लो की जैसा नहीं बनना चाहिए. पाब्लो काफी सैलेंट बनना था.
हाँ, एग्जैक्टली. इट्स
सेइंग दैट व्हाट
यू हैव टू बी स्मार्ट इनफ एज अ
लॉजिक दैट पीपल आर पुटिंग ऑल ऑफ अ सडन.
आई मीन इट्स जस्ट लाइक कि यू हैव टू बी स्मार्ट इनफ एज अ पर्सन टू जज कि ये मूवी
है तेरे को चेक करना चाहिए या नहीं.
मोरालिटी क्या है. एनीवे, नेक्स्ट बिग रिलीज इज रेस 3.
ओह, आई एम गोना वॉच दैट फॉर श्योर.
I'm also going to watch it for sure, but
I am
so disappointed.
I'm not going to spend so much money on it. I'm going to wait it till that.
I'm going to watch it for sure.
I haven't heard that song also.
Selfish.
Selfish.
It's wow,
what the fuck? You know all the songs party now.
Dude, like every song that comes out, like when the trailer came out, I'm like, what are these dialogues?
Oh, this is the moment in the trailer I want to talk about. I wish you had visuals. थिंग दैट सलमान खान डाल देते थे
सिकंदर, जिस रेस से मुझे निकालने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं उस रेस का मैं सिकंदर हूँ.
दैट्स द मोस्ट क्रिंज मोमेंट इन द ट्रेलर. एक तो आई डोंट नो व्हाई बट आई सीन दैट आई सी एनीवे सलमान खान आई जस्ट बी लाइक शिट यार.
नहीं, बट आई डोंट माइंड, लाइक आई थिंक दैट विल बी फन फॉर श्योर.
But
it'll be like
it doesn't look like fun at all.
It doesn't look like fun.
Come on.
I mean, I also don't think Fast and Furious is fun.
I love Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Why would you say it's fun? It's the same movie coming out 7-8 times.
But
why would you watch
it? The thing is, like, I don't know. It's just like, so one of the best comments I read on the trailer is like, you should not call this movie Race 3. You can't just remove Ajay Devgan and call the film Golma. And I kind of agree. I'm like, dude, this is nothing. Like, what was the worst race Dalawa? Like, it has nothing.
Have you guys seen this interesting result? So after the trailer came out, a lot of people started trolling Daisy Shah about this is Ravan.
Then
everyone
started saying that, no?
Yeah.
Salman Khan started saying it.
Have you seen those videos? Somebody like Salman Khan just going in a car, someone asking me a question.
आपको क्या लगता है इसके बारे में? आर्मी से
सारे लाइक रैंडम ये रैंडम
लाइक बीबी जाने से हर इंस्टाग्राम एंड लाइक पीपल जैसे जाने से फिल्ड सो शीट लाइक जैकी व्हाट आर यू ईटिंग आर्मी से सारे से नाना तो आर्मी से
I mean, in a way, it's like you, like, they're at least embracing the fact that this has become a meme.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, whatever.
They shall have them offended about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, all you trollers are haters. She put up a story and no one knew. She was damn offended. But I think if this movie is gonna go do good to anyone, that's gonna be Saqib Khan.
No, Bobby Deol.
Come on. Easily, he's the most. But he doesn't care anymore, dude.
Saqib Salim, फिर भी मतलब विराट कोहली वगैरह बनता रहता है दिशूम वगैरह में.
Bobby Deol 4 साल बाद सीधा race 3. Oh, by the way, have you heard about the story that how he got race 3? सलमान खान ने बस कॉल करके बोल दिया दैट यूर इन रेस टू लेट रमेश तरानी इज द ओ यार द क्वेश्चन वाज लाइक शर्ट उतार लेगा इज लाइक हाँ मामू कुछ भी. That's how he got into race 3.
Nice life.
Yeah, they have a pretty struggling life.
Any other trailers or films that you're excited about?
I saw this interesting trailer of Rajkumar Rao
with Nargis Fakhri.
And Nargis Fakhri.
Oh, Five Weddings in India.
I don't know what is that movie doing. Like, I couldn't gauge anything. So Nargis Fakhri is basically an article writer in London who just comes to India to write about weddings. And for her security, Rajkumar Rao has been appointed. And then they fall in love.
This sounds like some movie I've seen, but I can't
remember.
That also.
Yeah.
Unlikely two people coming together. Jab Harry Met Sajan.
No, no, this whole security angle coming anyway.
Bodyguard. Yeah.
That was what I was thinking of, but it also applies.
Okay, so that's, I think that's about it.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for being part of the relaunch of Bollywood Weekly.
Thank you, Pish, for calling us.
Yes, for having us.
Yes, and we will definitely be back soon.
Yeah. Now you are anywhere free, right?
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.